This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Mass protests in the streets of Russia, and Russian police have arrested more than 3,000 people as supporters of the jailed Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny demand his release from jail. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Russian authorities had mounted a massive effort to suppress demonstrations after tens of thousands rallied across the country last weekend. Yet despite threats of jail, online warnings and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed many cities. Anti-corruption investigator Navalny is Putin's best-known critic. He was arrested earlier this month after returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied this. The United States has urged Russia to release Navalny and criticize the crackdown on protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A World Health Organization-led team of experts investigating the origins of the COVID-19 virus visited the wet market at the center of the pandemic on Sunday. The now-shuttered wholesale seafood center in the Chinese city of Wuhan is where the new coronavirus was initially detected. The team arrived at the market amid heavy security, with additional barricades set up outside a high blue fence surrounding the market, and stayed about 1 hour. The experts did not take questions from journalists. Since being released from two-week quarantine on Thursday, the team has visited hospitals and markets. Reuters reports a big blast was heard in Somalia's capital in Mogadishu on Sunday, followed by gunfire. It was unclear what happened, but the militant group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's central government.